It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to tackle a topic that's both profound and deeply rooted in Buddhist philosophy, the concept of ego and identity and the idea of no self. And we'll look as well at how modern psychology is scientifically validating this concept. In our daily lives, we spend a lot of time thinking about who we are, our identities, our roles, our stories. We define ourselves by our careers, our relationships, our beliefs, and even our possessions. But what if I told you that this self we're so attached to is not as solid or permanent as we think? What if there's more freedom in letting go of this fixed sense of self and embracing the idea of no self, or anatta, as it's called in Buddhism? Let's start by exploring what we mean by ego and identity. In psychological terms, the ego is the part of our mind that gives us a sense of self, that helps us to navigate the world by defining who we are. It's the I in I am, the voice in our head that says, this is me. Our identity is how we see ourselves and how we want others to see us. It's the roles we play, parent, partner, professional, and the stories that we tell about ourselves. Now, these concepts aren't inherently bad. They can help us function in society, give us a sense of belonging, and motivate us to achieve our goals. But there's a catch. When we become too attached to our ego and identity, we can start to believe that they define us completely, that they're who we are at our core. This can lead to a lot of suffering, especially when our identity is threatened or when we cling to a version of ourselves that no longer serves us. This is where the Buddhist concept of no self comes into play. In Buddhism, the idea of no self or anatta teaches us that there is no fixed permanent self. Instead, what we think of as the self is actually a collection of constantly changing experiences, thoughts, and emotions. It's like trying to hold on to water. It's fluid, ever-changing, and impossible to grasp. Interestingly, modern psychology is beginning to align with this ancient concept. Research in psychology suggests that the self is not a fixed entity, but rather a dynamic and flexible construct. For instance, studies in the field of narrative psychology show that our sense of self is largely shaped by the stories we tell ourselves about our experiences. These narratives are constantly evolving as we accumulate new experiences and insights. Researchers like Dan McAdams have found that our identity is more like a story that we continuously rewrite rather than a static essence that remains unchanged throughout our lives. Moreover, research on the default mode network in the brain, which is active when we're at rest and engaged in self-referential thinking, shows that our sense of self is a product of ongoing mental processes. The default mode network is involved in constructing our sense of identity by linking our past experiences, current thoughts, and future aspirations. However, this network is highly flexible and can be influenced by various factors, including mindfulness and meditation practices. Studies have shown that mindfulness practices can reduce the activity in the default mode network, leading to a diminished sense of a fixed central self and a greater awareness of the fluid, interconnected nature of our experiences. Think about it. You are not the same person you were 5 years ago, or even 5 minutes ago. Your thoughts, feelings, and circumstances are always in flux. But the ego likes to create a narrative, a story that says, this is who I am. And it tries to hold on to that story tightly. When we start to see through this illusion of a fixed self, we open ourselves up to a greater sense of freedom and peace. Here's an analogy that might help. Imagine you're wearing a mask. This mask represents your identity, how you see yourself and how you want others to see you. Over time, you might start to forget that you're wearing a mask. You start to believe that the mask is your true face, that it's who you really are. But what happens if you take the mask off? You realize that underneath the mask, there's something much more expansive, much more fluid, and much more authentic. This is what the concept of no self invites us to do, to take off the mask of ego and identity and to see what's underneath. It invites us to stop clinging to a fixed sense of self and to embrace the impermanence and fluidity of our experiences. When we do this, we start to let go of the need to constantly defend, protect, or prove ourselves. We start to experience a deeper sense of peace and ease. But here's the thing. Letting go of the ego doesn't mean we lose ourselves or our sense of identity. It doesn't mean we stop being who we are or give up on our values and goals. What it means is we stop identifying so strongly with the stories we tell about ourselves. We stop seeing ourselves as fixed and start seeing ourselves as part of a larger, ever-changing process. In practical terms, this might mean being less attached to our roles and labels. For example, if you identify strongly with your career, you might feel lost or worthless if you lose your job. But if you see your career as just one aspect of your ever-changing self, you can approach the situation with more flexibility and more resilience. You're not defined by your job. You are much more than that. Another important aspect of this practice is recognizing the stories we tell about ourselves. The ego loves to create narratives. I'm successful. I'm a failure. I'm this kind of person. These stories can be helpful in making sense of our experiences, but they can also be limiting. When we start to see these stories for what they are, just stories, not absolute truths, we can start to loosen our attachment to them. We can start to see ourselves more clearly without the filter of ego. So how do we begin to let go of the ego and embrace the idea of no self? One way is through mindfulness. Mindfulness helps us to become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and experiences as they arise without getting caught up in them. It allows us to see our thoughts and identities as fluid, as constantly changing, as not the whole story of who we are. Another powerful practice is self-inquiry. This involves asking ourselves questions like, who am I really? Am I just my thoughts, my feelings, my roles? Or is there something deeper, something more fundamental beneath the surface? By engaging in this kind of inquiry, we start to peel back the layers of ego and identity, and we start to connect with a deeper sense of self that is beyond labels and stories. And finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. The ego isn't something we can simply get rid of. It's a part of being human. But by bringing awareness to it, by loosening our attachment to our identities, and by embracing the fluidity of our experiences, we can start to live with more freedom, more peace, and more authenticity. If you're interested in exploring this practice further, or if you'd like to work one-on-one with me or in a group, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net. I am here to support you on your journey to understanding and transcending the ego and to live a more fulfilling, mindful life. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to let go, be present, and explore the fluid nature of your true self, because it's now again.